Weather-wise, not too bad outside. I didn't feel like I was going to collapse as I walked from the Uber to the studio this morning.
The humidity's only at 50%.
Yeah, I know.
We'll take it.
Yeah, I took that Uber again this morning.
So we're going to stick to that. Is that the final decision?
Yeah, like I put the drop-off right. You know the stairs that we have, those front stairs?
Yeah, where I park my car.
Yeah, just before it. And every Uber that comes up, I always go, just at the stairs. Most today, the guy was like, "I know, sir." He, like, condescendingly, he went, "I know," and then dropped me about 30 meters up the road. I didn't say anything. I just got out. And, okay, thanks so much. We got a massive show lined up, guys. One of the biggest DJ producers in the world cancelled. That's me. I'm in the studio today.
Sorry. No, that's not a big deal.
No, DJ Snake's coming in, though.
I hope so.
DJ Snake, DJ Snake. Yeah, well, no, I spoke to him. They're coming in. Danny Neville as well, DJ Snake. They're doing a massive set at the Waterbomb Festival this weekend. So he's going to be in just after 9 a.m. this morning. We've got another flight to give you.
Yes, we want to put you on a flight to fly Dubai.
All right, where are we going to go today? Do we know the destination? We've done so many amazing destinations. Thailand, Egypt, Georgia.
Should we go to Azerbaijan today?
Baku!
Are there other options or that's where we want to go?
Let's go to Baku.
We'll go to Baku?
Yeah.
Okay, Baku. I've never been there. Baku's beautiful though.
Yeah, my mate went recently. He said it's absolutely beautiful and good value for money as well.
Yeah, visually it's amazing. All right, let's get you to Baku later on. We've got the duvets before me.
Yeah.
Oh gosh.
Which is fantastic.
Already decided, like...
We'll decide.
Okay.
I've still got the 4 stitches in my mouth. Much better though this morning.
It's still not down to 3.
Like, I don't know.
When does it dissolve?
I don't even feel them, actually. But
so maybe they're gone.
Maybe they're gone. But I can still feel where they cut the skin. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Did you see it right now? Yeah, I'm touching it right now. Did you see they announced Eminem performing in Saudi?
Oh, what? Wow.
Yeah. Well, now listen. It's really unusual here because they're saying it's sponsored by Riyadh Season in Saudi.
Which is okay.
Okay. It says Eminem special guest performance, Riyadh Season card, Crawford
It's a boxing match.
It's a boxing fight.
Oh.
Yeah.
Special guest performance, Eminem, 3rd of August, 2024. Then it says Los Angeles BMO Stadium.
Oh, maybe he's performing from there.
Yeah,
maybe
I don't...
it's like a watch party.
Okay, yeah.
It's Los Angeles. It's Los Angeles.
But it's got Riyadh Season card. I'm trying to...
It's a Riyadh Season event.
So they're just sponsoring it in the States.
Los Angeles.
Wow.
So he's not coming to Saudi.
Yeah, they're friends, Eminem and the guy who puts all of that.
Turkia.
Yeah, Turkal Sheikh, I think he's called.
Yeah, man, this guy looks... I want to meet Turkal Sheikh.
I know, I sent him a message, but he's got millions of followers. So.
That's awesome. So let's see what's going on there. We'll see if we can get more info. Hopefully Eminem comes out this way at some stage, right?
Yeah.
All right, let's go. 04-871-5544. Phone lines are open right now. I just want you to help us choose the next song that gets played on Virgin Radio.
Pick my hits.
Well, good morning, Neil. How you doing?
Good morning. How are you? I'm fantastic, thank you.
Mate, we're doing well. It's a Friday morning. We can't complain. We've got a weekend. This time tomorrow, will you be sleeping this time tomorrow, Neil?
This time tomorrow, I should be getting ready to go to the Waterbomb Festival.
Ah, yeah, hold on, you know, we're not...
We don't have any tickets
today. Did you know that?
No, I bought tickets already.
Look at you.
Check you out, Neil.
So hold on, I mean, you're going to be pumped, because you know it starts today, the Waterbomb Festival,
tonight,
right?
Yeah.
And then it goes tomorrow.
It does, yeah.
DJ Snake performing, Danny Neville, we've actually got them both coming into the studio. Did you guys bring the water bombs? I think we should have a water bomb fight with them.
Water fight?
I think we should. So this is going to be good. This is going to be a big weekend, Aaron and Neil.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
He's going to get himself a massive way. Just fill up those water bombs, and just throw them at people's heads. Are you allowed to do that, or is that probably not? They probably said that's not allowed. I'm guessing. Right. Here's my thing. The DJ's performing a lot of electrical gear in front of them, right?
Yeah, that's true, actually.
I mean, is anyone going to be throwing the water bombs at the DJs? I want to ask them.
I'm looking at the lineups of the way that they've done it, right? And they have teams. So there are like certain artists who are on the purple team, and then there are certain artists who are on the orange team.
That's awesome.
And I guess when you get down there, Neil, you'll be able to pick a side on it and a team as well.
So cool.
It's going to be good.
All right, Neil, we need your ears here. There's 4 songs to choose from. You've got to decide which one you want to play, okay?
no problem.
All right, here we go. Nala, you're up first. What do you want Neil to choose?
Neil, I know you might not like this, but it's so good. It's like a G6. G6. Like a G6. No,
you might not. Good Friday vibes.
All right, Pretty, what would you like?
Okay, I had to pick a new song, and I'm going to go with Busta Rhymes and Shireen. I Know What You Want, Sabri Aliyev.
Perfect pronunciation.
All right, Rossi, what would you like?
I want to hear a bit of Maneskin, and this is Begging.
Neil, I feel like I know what music you like, and you like me. You love Evanescence. It's My Immortal. All right, there are your four options. Which one do you want, Neil?
I'm actually going to shock her, and I'm going to go with Nala.
Yeah! Thank you, Neil.
She's so happy.
Wow, well done.
Yay, you're the best, Neil. Thanks.
We haven't played this song in like
no problem.
7 years, I think.
I don't even remember
the last time we played it, right?
It's such a... We interviewed them.
Oh, man, I remember.
Really?
It was crazy.
Yes.
Yeah, they
came here and we went and interviewed them. They were nice. They were nice guys.
Lovely people. I wonder what happened to their career.
Yeah.
Neil, you're nice, mate. Have an amazing weekend. Thanks for calling in, man. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a great weekend, everyone. Goodbye.
Thank you so much.
Bye. He's a good guy.
So
I like
nice.
Him. All right. Well, the fact that we haven't played this in 7 years means I've been waiting to play this. Here we go.
We are the Far East Movement, and you're listening to the Chris Fade Show on Virgin Radio Dubai.
There we go. That's a private jet there, guys. G6. Like a G6. We're all hanging out with you. I ordered you breakfast for us to sleep.
Oh, again. That's 2 days on the run.
I don't know if you felt like it. Did it come? Oh, Nala brought it. Great. It just got delivered.
This is your
Thanks,
favorite
Nala. I got you some of the just a za'atar, Manish.
Oh, thank you.
Pretty, I got you nothing because I don't think you want anything.
That is correct. Thank you so much.
Yeah. That's, I figured that.
Thanks.
Could you pass it over here? I'm gonna open it now. I got Rossi and I three eggs with meat.
Yeah, that was tasty the other day.
It was pretty nice, wasn't it?
Yeah. I mean, I'm becoming very culturally aware these days.
So what else have you become called? I just want to know. What else have you become culturally aware of?
Food, generally.
Like what? Like what have you discovered?
Like what? Oh, you know what?
Gobi paratha.
You're lying now.
Off topic.
Yeah.
I watched yesterday on Netflix, Tragedy at Wembley or something like that.
Yeah.
What is it?
Rush.
How did you get from culturally aware food?
Because we're
to
talking
that?
About like cult being cultured and then like the UK and then went to Wembley.
That what you're talking about on Netflix is where people go to watch the football, but they don't have a ticket.
It's horrible, man.
That's how some of the worst disasters in football have occurred.
It was so... If you get a chance, watch this documentary.
What is it called again?
But I just thought they were all Rossies.
Excuse me.
It's called The Final...
No, something... it's like something Wembley.
Here, Nala, that's yours. What it was when Italy and England met in the Euros, in the World Cup, right?
Attack on Wembley.
Yeah, four years ago.
Attack on Wembley.
4 years ago, 2020, during COVID, where everyone was sort of locked up. And it was England versus Italy at Wembley Stadium. And basically, it was the biggest match, of course, for England. Hopefully, you guys were saying it was coming home. It never came home. And what happened was everyone rocked up. I mean, hundreds of thousands of people rocked up around Wembley Stadium at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Mm.
And they all started drinking at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Ooh.
All the lads came out 10 o'clock in the morning. The game wasn't until 8 p.m.
Oof.
So that's could you imagine what happened? They basically trashed the entire city. And then by 8 o'clock, they stormed the gates. And they all just ran in. And it was, oh my gosh. Luckily, I don't think anyone died.
Yeah.
But it was, I mean, just that's watching horrible. The scenes, it was so disgusting.
I remember seeing videos of like, yeah, people like trying to get into the stadium, rushing past security and all of that.
6,000
like,
people. Virgin
Radio. 104.4. Yeah, like from this documentary, that's what it looked like.
It's so dangerous because we've had like disasters in the past, you know what I mean? So People don't learn. I feel like when it's like big events like this in mass, people are silly.
Well, it's the drinking. When people that, you know, I'm not a drinker, but when you drink and you start going, you become an idiot. Like, literally, that's what happens. You're drinking makes you stupid.
Yeah.
And that's what happens.
And you do things you regret.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people that were interviewing in this documentary sort of regretted it. Some of them didn't.
I know some were boasting about it.
Yeah, I know. But
they
were
like, oh, yeah, I'm going to the match. I haven't even got a ticket.
And then, like, when Rashford missed the penalty and then Kaku? No, who was the other guy?
Saka
missed the penalty.
Yeah.
The racial slurs that came on after that.
Online.
It was horrible. And on the streets. Thankfully, some of the people from England and the UK, they got behind that, you know, from a positive point of view. And
lots of people
defended it. But, like, that whole thing was like, wow, this is a sport, guys. It was... If you get a chance over the weekend and you want to watch something... I know, Nala, this is your segment, Nala. I don't want to get into your territory of what to watch here.
It's called The Final Attack on Wembley. The Final Attack on Wembley.
I mean... There's no people like football fans, like good and bad. There's bad parts to it, but there's also amazing parts.
I just wonder, like, what goes through someone's head to think they have the ability to override authority.
Well, these guys, a lot of them didn't have any money, and this is the match of a lifetime to see England versus Italy. Like, this is the match of, like, you know, some people would don't care. They want to see this match.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Watch it over the weekend if you get a chance.
With Disney Plus. Don't miss the latest blockbusters and original series for Marvel and Star Wars on Disney Plus. Watch Guardians of the Galaxy, The Mandalorian, and so much more. Download the app and subscribe now.
All right, what you got, Pretty Malik?
So earlier this week, I was talking about Halsey. We hadn't heard from her in a while. She dropped this single called In the End.
Yep.
And she kind of alluded to the fact that she's going through something very serious medically. She didn't tell us what.
We thought maybe lupus.
Well, it looks like we're right. So overnight on Instagram, Halsey was like, everyone has been so kind in their response. I wanted to share a little bit more. So she said back in 2022, she was diagnosed with lupus and also a rare T cell disorder. And over the last 2 years, she's been dealing with it. She said, I've got great doctors, and she's finally in a position where they're either being managed or it's in remission, which is good news. And she's feeling better and she's ready to release music.
Well, there's all these autoimmune. This is me not wanting to be like health hypochondriac, but then you hear stories like this every day. Lupus is a disease that occurs when your body's immune system attacks your own tissues and organs. It's an autoimmune disease.
Yeah. So you can have pain, fever, rashes, organ damage, and other symptoms.
The most distinctive sign is facial rash that resembles wings of a butterfly unfolding across both cheeks. Occurs in many but not all cases of lupus.
Selena Gomez also has lupus.
Fatigue, fever, joint pain, skin lesions, shortness of breath, chest pains, dry eyes, head... Oh, gosh. It's horrible.
Yeah.
Sorry if you've got lupus, guys.
Yeah, so, but the good thing is that she's in a good place right now. So, and she's dropping new music. She feels good enough to drop music, so that's good for her.
Okay,
the woman who is allegedly the real Martha in Baby Reindeer, that series on Netflix, she signed she's filed a $170 million defamation lawsuit against Netflix. She's also alleging intentional infliction of emotional distress, negligence, and violations of her right of publicity.
Did they use her real name?
Nope. They used Martha. We called her Martha. Her real name is Fiona Harvey. And Fiona's,
she looks like a Fiona.
So Fiona's lawyer argues that because they put "this is a true story" at the beginning of the series, it led every viewer to believe every single detail of this series is true, especially the fact that she's twice convicted and spent 5 years in prison, and she assaulted the main character, Richard Gadd. So she's asking for $170 million, and she's also seeking profits earned from the series, as she claims Netflix and Richard destroyed her reputation, her character, and her life.
But, it doesn't say her real name.
Exactly,
in the
and the interesting thing is that Richard actually went, the main actor in it, and it's his true story, went on afterwards and said, please don't try to find the real people. But this woman, Fiona herself, said that I'm the one.
Well, if you haven't watched the show, she's sort of like that. Like, this is something that she would have done.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, has she been convicted? She was in jail, has she already?
Well, she says she wasn't.
Okay.
But in the show, if you watch it, it says that she was twice convicted and then she went to jail. So, anyways, we'll see about that. Travis Kelce is doing interviews right now. Mm-hmm. Lots of different interviews. Nala, have you watched all of them yet?
Mostly.
Okay, so he was on Good Morning America in the U.S. And he was asked several questions, of course, about football and his acting career that he's just starting, and of course Taylor Swift. So the interviewer asked him what the future holds, which is kind of like alluding, hey, maybe you're gonna propose. And he dodged all the wedding talk and he's like, I'm focused on football. So I guess we're not gonna get an answer on that. However, he was asked how he stays grounded because his life seems to have like blown up in the past year.
When you have good family and friends around you, it makes that aspect of life that much easier. I've always been a very grounded guy, you know, might not come off like that when I'm playing football, but off the field, I just want to be a genuine person. I try not to get too far down the road because you just never know what opportunities are going to present themselves.
Sounded like he was reading a script.
Oh, no, really? No. No,
just, I mean, listen to the beginning. If it sounded like AI.
When you have good family and friends around you, it makes that aspect of life that much easier.
That's how he talks.
When you have good friends and family around you, gives him that aspect of life, makes it easier. And that's why I use this. That's what I felt like was coming up, you know?
I feel like that's how he talks. Yeah, that's he's very good. Like, yeah.
All right. Well, yeah, I mean, we like Travis Kelce.
Yeah, we
like
do.
I like nice, them nice guy. Yeah.
You think it's going to go through? You think they're going to stay? I think there's going to be a breakup. I do believe there's going to be a breakup.
Say that about every relationship.
No, not everyone.
Everyone.
Justin and Haley, I thought
when
were
they first got together, you said they're never going to make it.
Yeah, but then after like a couple of years, I said they're going to get married and have kids. She's pregnant, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, so due
in September, I think.
Great, that, isn't it?
Because it's your birthday month?
No, it's just nice. You know, it might, you know, make him into a man.
Was he...
Well, like, you
what
know,
are you saying? Justin Bieber's not a man.
He's
why?
A man.
Why is he not a
he's
man?
Still, he's still
Rossi.
Considered what is... to me as a young.
But he's not. Boy.
But he's
just
not.
Is it? I like
he's
Justin.
In his 30s, isn't he?
Is he?
Yeah.
I think so.
I think you're just attached to the Justin Bieber we met 10 years ago.
Yeah, he's just old. He's like 75, Rossi. So
he's
everyone,
30.
I'm a kid to him.
I am 30, yeah.
I'm a kid to him. You know, Rossi thinks I'm a kid.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, he's an old guy.
It's weird. I mean, like, you are older than me.
Yeah, I know. But I don't look at that. That's the problem. I look like 11 years younger than you.
Not 11
years. Easy 11. If I shave this beard, get a haircut, 14 years younger than this guy.
No, I
14.
Don't
let me play
you
the audio.
You look older than me.
I look older than you.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay,
my God.
Okay, side-by-side photo going up.
Busma, Nala, don't sneeze. You're in the microphone sneezing.
I'm sneezing like
just
that.
Turn around.
I am.
She did.
Yeah,
she did.
No, she's doing this. Ready?
No,
she in the same side. Direction.
She went to the side.
This is how you sneeze on radio. You turn your head completely.
I did.
Like this. No, you do this. Look.
Oh my gosh.
By the way, you turn to the side as well.
She's allergic to
you.
This conversation.
Yeah, stuff like this that comes out your.
Do you
mouth.
Really think you look younger than I do?
So I am younger for starters. Almost 2 years younger than you.
That's a lie,
Rossi. Should we refer to the voice note that we all heard yesterday?
I know that made me laugh so much. There was a voice note sent.
We can't.
But it was just some guy describing Rossi, and he hadn't seen Rossi in years. And he hadn't seen Rossi in about 4 years.
Why hadn't he seen me for years?
And so he could not recognize Rossi. He could not. He goes, I couldn't believe that was him. He's aged so much.
But no, he didn't say it
he
like
didn't
that.
He didn't say it like that.
Rossi's Benjamin Button, but the other way.
I still look younger than you.
You don't.
I do.
We're going to do a side-by-side right now. It's going up. The poll will be on our stories.
I want to shave, though. I want to shave.
Chris Fade Show polls
like
right
that.
Now.
Just stay like that.
Just stay like that. Okay. We'll do a poll. Who's younger? It'll be up in this next 2 minutes.
Okay. Great. Where are you from?
Well, I'm actually from the U.S. We've been here just under 10 months, and this is now home. So when people ask, where are you from? Now I say, well, my home is Dubai.
Aww. Oh, I love that. Love well, it. Welcome to the UAE.
You're welcome. Glad you found us in the first 10 months. I'm glad you found the show and the station.
Oh, you guys were our rock when we first got here, so thank you.
That's so sweet.
That's cool. All right. Like Dwayne Johnson, the rock? Like,
oh, my God.
Like, if you smell, he's
just
like, he's my idol.
Okay,
he's
so
my,
I have a quick Dwayne rock story where he... Yes, in Boston, and we literally thought that there was like a full eclipse because the sun was gone.
When he stood, hold on, you saw the rock in Boston.
Yeah, he walked by, and he's so big that we thought it was an eclipse because he like shaded everything.
He is. He's such a massive human.
Oh yeah, he's huge.
I sat across from him once, Patricia, to interview him. Right, I've never felt lesser of a man.
Because he's that big.
Yeah, like, we're just sitting next to him. Like, his knees were like to my head.
He's only 5 centimeters taller than me.
But
you're huge, Ross.
Yeah, you're tall, Ross, but he's just so broad.
He's massive.
It's just so broad. Well, maybe you can fit 8 people in this place that we sent you to. Maybe just one of the rock, though.
One rock.
It's 8 people or one rock. Patricia's won it. Congratulations. Yay, big shout out to Jamira. Yay, Patricia. Well done. Apologies, Nala. Sorry about my friend.
You're the same.
I know, you're the same too.
Thanks, Nala. Put your headphones on, love.
Wow. I am apologizing on behalf of my friend Rossi.
Thank you, though.
And then you just, like, you attack me.
You both
attack me.
It's because...
And I was apologizing. I was trying to be nice to you both.
We appreciate that.
No, you don't. I really do.
I will never. From the bottom of my heart,
Rossi,
I appreciate it.
Continue doing what you were doing that offended them. Go ahead.
No. It's not like either of you is going to stop.
Yeah, it's
been,
go ahead.
I've been with you guys for, 15 years. It doesn't stop, so...
Okay, I'll do it.
No, Rossi...
I don't know about you, but I'm feeling 22. Singing. They didn't like
no,
it.
No, he was burping profusely. During that song.
If you think acid reflux is a joke,
I don't. I'm not.
Talk to laugh? Some of the sufferers.
Yo, did we laugh? No.
If you think GERD is a laughing matter,
did we laugh?
Live with it for a day. How you feel.
No one laughed.
Yeah, no one laughed. So you're
so
trying.
So I don't even understand what you're trying to do.
You're annoying us now, so we're not going to go on your side now.
Okay.
See, this is your problem. You do this every time, Rossi. Chris, take notice here.
Mm-hmm.
Rossi will do something, and then we'll come in to support him, right? We'll come in and be like, you know, we're going to be on Rossi's side. Then he turns around and attacks the person that's supporting him.
He does do that often.
Every single time.
Yeah, it is an
unusual... Stop pointing at me.
It's an unusual trait.
It's weird. Yeah. So you know what? Scrap that. Chris, you could do it anytime you want.
Okay.
No problem.
This is my fault. I apologize. I should have just kept this. I should have just shut up, really.
No,
that's
now
what I should have done.
Now we're whatever, Rossi. Chris, you do it whenever you want.
It's Friday.
It's fine.
I don't want to.
Salty. He's salty.
I'm not salty. Mm-hmm. I wish the best for you. Get that Cybertruck.
Oh, it's so weird the way you say it.
Why?
If I get a Cybertruck, he'll want me to have an accident in it. I know.
No,
Chris, that's not true.
But I would like to have a go of it.
Sure. I'm getting it today.
Considering you let Jeff...
Yes? I'm not buying one. I'm just borrowing my mate's one.
Okay, you let Jeff ride around in your McLaren.
Yep.
Never offered me one go in it.
Yeah, I don't trust you, though. I don't trust him, though. He'll destroy it. Hey, you know how superstitious I am? This is really stupid. You know, because my mouth is hurting and my neck's been hurting and I've just been like, I've been on painkillers this week. I haven't had a fun week, right? And I opened up my cupboard today where I've got my perfumes,
aftershave.
Aftershave. And I got gifted once a fake little, you know those little figurines of yourself?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, the 3D models?
We all got one of those.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, it's pride of place at home for me.
Mine, when I opened up the cupboard, it was laying down on the floor like it had collapsed, right? And I thought to myself, my figurine has fallen. Why I don't feel good this week. So I stood him up, right? I realized he's got a broken foot. Someone's broken the foot of my little 3D model of me, right? And so it wouldn't stand up. So before I left, I placed all my perfumes around him, so he's now standing up within the perfumes, so now I should start to feel better. That's where my mind went this
morning. You're insane.
This is at 5:12 a.m. this morning. This is what I'm doing in my
room. Are you still doing this thing when you walk out the house where you point to the sky?
I haven't done it for a while. Thinking it, but I'm not pointing up, so
Chris.
I'll start doing that again.
Because maybe that's why your week's been bad.
Don't say that. He's going to think about it now.
No, but that's fine to do. Putting your little figurine up is, you know, but it's pointing like, up to this guy.
It's like he walks out like he's walking out like he's about to play like the biggest basketball game of his life. He's like,
Michael Jordan in the finals.
He walks out of his house and he points up at the sky. He's a superstar.
I am. Can I just say that? Yeah, I am pretty superstitious and. Yeah, that figurine is still standing right now. So today's going to be great. It's going to be a great day.
What is this?
You don't know what this is?
No.
Rossi already knows it.
Of course.
What is it? Bow, 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 bow.
bow, bow. Everyone knows this song.
Duvet, man.
Oh, yeah. I know it.
Very superstitious.
You didn't see this one coming, did you?
6:51. Come on.
Stevie Wonder.
We got that pop quiz coming up. 10K. DJ Snake in the studio. Let's
Very
go.
Very superstitious.
Oh.
Writings on the wall.
Duvet will perform as well.
Very superstitious.
This is good for you.
It is about to fall.
Get your lymph nodes going.
Stevie Wonder.
13-month-old baby.
You know, this conspiracy theorist think that he's not blind.
Yeah, it was started by Shaq.
Yeah.
7 years of bad luck. Put the things in your past. When you believe in things that you don't understand, then you suffer.
Yeah.
Sing it.
Shaquille O'Neal tells you the story of when he was with him. Listen.
Come on, man.
I know the story. He's got to tell it.
This is Shaquille O'Neal telling how he met Stevie Wonder.
Tell a story.
All right.
You've got to tell a story.
It's a true story.
It's a true story. So,
according to Shaq,
we lived in a building on Wilshire. So you park your car and the valet's down there. So I'm already in the building. I'm coming through the lobby. Door opens. It's Stevie Wonder. He comes in, says, "What's up, Shaq?" Presses the button. Oh, true story. Presses the button, gets up on the floor, bathtub, goes to his room. I went and called every person I knew and told the story. They believe me.
He's saying that Stevie Wonder walked into the lift and just
and said
hi, Shaq.
Shaq.
And he was like, "How did you know I was in the lift? He can't see."
The stories no one else will report.
It's What's Rossi Reading.
All right, Rossi, weird and wonderful news. What have you got for us?
Well, you know, we sometimes despise these online meetings. Sometimes people can have up to 4 or 5 meetings a day online.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes they can be time wasters. Well, I have a solution for you. The CEO of Zoom, Eric Yuan, and his team are working on digital twin technology. What's that, you may ask? Well, basically, it's an AI avatar of yourself that can attend your online Zoom meetings, ladies and gentlemen.
So it's like a clone.
Yeah, so what
no
you could
one.
Do...
Didn't make sense.
So what you can do is you can send your AI, Chris can send his AI, and I can send my AI avatar. They can do the meeting for us and report back.
With, like, who's talking?
With notes and stuff.
Wow.
But it's not there yet, but it's going to be there in a few years.
A Zoom where you don't have to attend and your AI attends
your
for
AI
you.
Your AI clone.
It's your crazy. AI avatar
maybe
clone,
they just
yeah.
have basic conversations. Like, I am here to... Maybe you have to tell the AI what you want to discuss.
Isn't that double the work?
Yeah, I don't know.
If you have to load in, like...
No, but like, yeah, because you could write the topic, right? And AI is that intelligent that it will, like, work out the answers. Like, you see that video where it's like, I think you're asking me to pick up that apple, you know, and stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah,
so,
yeah.
So, like, they'll talk to each other.
The crazy thing is, I told you I was on a Zoom the other day, or a Teams meeting, one or the other. And at the end of the meeting, they sent a AI transcript of the entire meeting.
Yeah.
And I didn't even know it was doing it, but it had our name, and it was like reading a script, like a play, like
so
a story.
It captured everything that
and
everyone
said. And it was like 95% right.
Wow, that's crazy.
You know?
Yeah.
It even had the moment where I was like, oh, come on, guys.
So how did it write it out?
Come on, guys.
No way.
Yeah, like, seriously, it knows. AI is crazy. All right, well, we can't do a Watch Rossi reading without some horrible jokes. Go ahead.
Do you ever think AI will replace us as radio presenters?
Do you think AI will replace us as radio presenters?
I don't think so, because it's not designed to be useless.
Are you calling us useless?
Yeah.
Okay.
How did the young computer geek refer to his AI-based girlfriend?
I don't know. Tell me.
His data bay.
All right, we'll leave the segment there. Okay. It was horrible before it started, but thanks so much, Rossi. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
10K. Quiz.
10K pop quiz.
Pop on Virgin Radio, powered by Rack Bank.
Let's get it.
Yo, Lucas, you got on. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, guys. How are you, Chris? How are you, team?
Mate, we are. You know what? It's a Friday. We are doing good.
Finally,
we are happy.
Finally.
How long have you been trying to get through on the pop quiz?
I mean, couple of years.
Oh, my gosh.
Couple of years to get through, and he's finally on right now. So we're about to do it with Rack Bank. 10,000 dirhams cash could be yours. If you don't know an answer, pass. If we have enough time, we'll come back to the ones that you get wrong. But you need to get all 10 right to win the 10,000, Lucas, okay?
All right.
All right. What do you do? What do you do for work?
I'm working in the office.
You're working in the office.
Like, as what?
Admin.
Admin.
All right, all right, working admin right now. That was very suspicious. I feel like you're hiding. You're hiding something from us.
You're not 008, are you?
Yeah, I don't know what you're hiding from me, but there, that's some very sussy. All right, brother, you ready to do it? You ready to go?
Sure, let's do it.
Now, give me the energy, Lucas. You're not going to win with, like, Charlotte. Like, give me any. Are you ready to go, Lucas?
All right, guys, let's do it.
Let's go. It's Friday. Let's go. Your 60 seconds on the clock, Lucas. Your time starts right now. Who sings the songs Blow Me One Last Kiss and Never Gonna Dance Again?
Pass.
Who will play the role of Wolverine in Deadpool 3?
Jackman.
Nintendo, Toyota, and Sony are all companies from which country?
Korea.
True or false, David Harbour is married to Lily Allen?
True.
What is the capital of Portugal?
Pass.
True or false, the world's slimmest house is in Poland?
True.
What band sings the songs Yellow and Viva La Vida?
Pass.
What country is home to Angel Falls?
Switzerland.
How many NBA championships did Michael Jordan win?
6.
What DJ produced... Oh, we didn't get up to the last one. You won, though, 400 dirhams. Woo-hoo! Cash. Congratulations.
Woo-hoo! Thank you so much, guys.
You are welcome.
Thank you so much. Even if I didn't win anything, I've already won.
Aww.
Sweetheart.
Thank you.
Thank you, brother.
To be in the show, it's absolutely fantastic.
Oh, we love you. Thank you so much, man. We appreciate you saying that. Hey, listen, Blow Me One Last Kiss, Never Gonna Dance Again was sung by Pink. Japan is where Nintendo, Toyota, and Sony are from. Lisbon is the capital of Portugal. Coldplay sing Viva La Vida in Yellow. It was all yellow.
Good song.
Venezuela has Angel Falls. That would have got you more of the cash. But you got 400. Woo-hoo! Congratulations. All right, again, man. Well done, Lucas.
Yay!
Well done.
Thank you so much, guys. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, man.
The world's greatest cover band.
Yeah. Okay, so welcome to Duvet. Welcome to the world's best cover band. I mean, you guys already know it. Like,
yes.
You've been listening to this show, you know that. I mean, Duvet's, we've been performing on the radio for what, at least 3 or 4 years,
well,
right?
We met on the set of a movie. It was Mark Wahlberg's movie, Boogie Nights. Back in the day, yeah.
Boogie Nights,
I worked there.
Boogie Nights.
Chris was an extra. And then we just became friends from there. We moved in together. We split the apartment down the middle.
I wasn't an extra for that Boogie Nights movie. I was just getting them all ready to go on set.
Oh, you weren't in the movie? But Rossi was in the movie.
He was in the movie. I was just getting them prepared to get on the movie.
So Rossi was the bigger star when you first met.
Yeah, he was. He was the biggest star, yeah.
I feel like, you know, life's like that. Peaks and troughs.
So, yeah,
right now, he's in his peak.
I've been
in
my peak.
I had that. I learned my lesson.
Rossi did. He came crashing down. So we were part of the world's biggest... we were budding actors. He was like Affleck. I was like Damon. And things got tough. The movie scene, it stopped for us. We went and we started to perform in Hollywood. And that's when we realized we were the world's greatest cover band. So now on the radio, every Friday, we give you a performance of a lifetime. I just want to preface that I had oral surgery earlier this week. Oral surgery. I've got 4 stitches in my mouth. And this could be a bit hard for me to do, but I'm going to do this, Ross, because I'm a dedicated human being.
Now, yesterday we were competing with each other in a song-off, but today we're well and truly working together.
Are you ready, Ross?
I'm ready. Do you want to start, and then I'll come in after?
Yeah, let me start. Let's get in a tune, though. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Bra-da-da.
The girl from Ipanema.
That's a good song.
Thank you.
All right. We are doing a song that you will all love, that you all know. It's by a band called Coldplay, and it's about a color. called Orange.
Yellow.
I'm colorblind.
Now, we're going to dedicate this one to Nala because she says she wants to play this at her wedding. So,
yay!
This one is especially for you.
If I get married, will you sing it at my wedding?
Yeah.
I will charge.
Obviously, it's... I mean, I know you guys have big weddings, right?
Yes.
Because we only perform to over 9,000 people.
Yeah, that's my wedding.
All right. Inshallah, she's still single, looking to mingle.
Oh, no.
This is Yellow Coldplay by Duvet.
Excuse me. Yeah, come on, Duvet.
We are Duvet.
Bring in the drums, please.
Wherever you are, turn it up and enjoy the sounds of the greatest band in the world.
Hold on, stop it.
We are Duvet.
Oh, yeah, boss. We're talking about Coldplay. Are you ready?
Sing it, Chris.
Look at the stars. Look how they shine for you. And everything you do. Things you do.
'cause it was all yellow.
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 Thanks, Nat. What do you want to say to the coolest cover band in the world?
That was brilliant, and there was no cracks in the intro, no voice cracking. It was great. I loved it.
Thanks, Nat. Appreciate you.
Nat's kids represent.
Muhammad, hi, Muhammad. What would you like to tell the greatest cover band in the world, Duvet?
That was amazing. It was so cool. And the one thing I wanted to add that I was thinking Nala got already married, actually.
What?
No.
On Instagram when I saw. So I wished her also.
No, that was Basma, the other Arab female.
She's gone.
You wished Basma. You wished Basma, not Nala.
She left.
No. I did to Nala, actually. I saw some wedding thing she posted. So
oh, no, she went to a wedding. She's at that age where all her friends are getting married, but she's not.
Wow.
I'm happy. I'm happy she's not married.
Yeah, you have. Are you single, Muhammad?
Yes.
Hey, Nala.
How old are you, Muhammad?
Nala, why are you sliding down in your chair? What's going on here?
I'm just enjoying the view from here.
How old are you, Nala? How old are you, Muhammad?
I'm 33.
Maybe just a little bit too old for her.
Yeah. She needs someone.
But thanks, Mo. Appreciate it, man.
Same age, maybe.
What happens if you drove a Lamborghini? Would that be okay then?
Doesn't make a difference. No.
Mahe, hi.
Hi, good morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing all right, Mahe. How you doing?
Great. I think this is probably the best performance so far.
Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing.
Guys did great.
Mm.
I'm by the way, on a school run with my two boys, Matthew and Michael. Matthew, Yellow is one of his favorite songs.
Aww.
So he really, really enjoyed you guys singing.
That's
and if
sweet.
They can say good morning to you.
Yes, sure, please. Sure. M&M's, let's go.
Hi, Chris.
Good morning, Matthew and Michael. How you doing?
Good.
You like that song, huh?
Yeah.
Well, we're gonna bring it back for you right now, okay?
Again?
Yeah, this is for Matthew and Michael in the car.
Oh, encore!
Jenin and Adil, we see you on that hold line. Thank you so much. We are Duvet. I just had oral surgery. I think I might have split the stitches. But I'll do anything for this show. I'll do anything for you. You know why? You know why? It's true. Look how they shine for you. Look how they shine for you. Look how they shine for. Look how they shine for. Look how they shine for. Look at the stars. Look how they shine for you. And all the things you do. 'Cause they were all yellow.
Virgin Update.
Bang. You're welcome, and you got it for free. Remember that, 7:35.
You know, we got a lot of texts there saying, Chris, maybe the surgery that you had has impacted your singing because you were clearly out of this world today.
Thanks.
I'm not even kidding.
Thanks, Islam. You thought the same, huh?
Yeah, I thought you should keep the stitches.
Well, they're going to dissolve. They dissolve in a week. They may not be there next week, though.
But that was your best performance.
Thanks, bro. I'll take it as a compliment. Thanks for the enthusiasm in your voice as well. Appreciate it, brother. Appreciate you. Thanks, Islam. Thanks for calling in. Love you.
Let's go!
Breakfast with the stars.
You're listening to The Chris Fade Show on Virgin Radio 104.4.
Go. Read what you just read out to us whilst that song was on. Pretty?
Ready?
This is some advice for everyone. It's Virgin Radio. Good morning.
Guys, if you're over 40, stop going after those young girls and get yourself a woman who recognizes the signs of a stroke.
It's funny, but it's not. And it's true, but it's not.
So true.
It's not true, but it's true. Yeah.
They're becoming more popular, aren't they, strokes?
Stop that. Don't even joke about it.
Who's joking? I'm just saying my friend had.
You said they're becoming more popular.
Yeah, people are having more of them, like my friend.
That is not a true statement. People are saying that, but I don't believe it's a true statement.
I agree with you there.
It's that we have social media and we know a lot more about everyone. That's why things are happening. That's what I believe.
I agree with that as well.
I may be wrong. I mean, statistically, I don't have the stats.
No, that's my theory as well. Because a lot of people are like, look at how many people are doing the da da. It's like, well,
anytime someone has a heart attack or anything, you know what the comments are?
Yeah.
Vaccine.
But it's like 15, okay, even 10 years ago, we didn't know what was happening in random people's lives as much as we do
now. You would never know.
You would have no idea. So all of this is probably just at a normal rate. It's just that we're more aware of it now.
Isn't it crazy that we are alive?
I didn't want to talk about health today. Like, I told myself, let's not talk about health.
And here we are.
And here we are talking about, like, health.
Sorry.
No, because yesterday, and I thought, was it too morbid? But did you see, and I don't know enough about it, but I just, it came up on my timeline.
Tell me.
Personalized cancer vaccines. Did you see that?
No. Yeah, I saw that come up, but I didn't really read into it.
What is it?
It says personalized cancer vaccines have been in the works for a long time. Research and trials go back in the decades, but in the UK, they have kicked off the world's first personalized cancer vaccine matchmaking services where, for the first time, thousands of patients with different types of cancer will be administered personalized vaccines as part of their treatment. This is happening in the UK. It was announced earlier this week, and now everyone's talking about it. NHS patients in England to be offered trials for the world's first cancer vaccine. I mean, that is good news. That's amazing news. Good news. And there will be some people that will look at that, and it will be some type of negative, or it will be some type of weird thing that they're thinking.
Yeah, they'll say this is going to be, I don't know, controlling your brain.
Correct. I don't know where exactly, but I mean, that's a good. Gosh, could you imagine if we get rid of cancer?
Oh, that's a bad.
We get rid of cancer.
That would be so amazing.
We all know someone that's lost someone from cancer. So, oh man. Okay. I didn't want to talk. That was your fault. I didn't want to talk about. Health. It's your fault.
Sorry.
Can I move on?
Yes.
My wife, so honest.
What
Brianna.
Happened? Oh no! What did she say
Here
to
we
you?
Go.
She is very honest.
She tells me things I don't need to know, and I didn't want to get angry last night. I didn't want to get upset.
What did she say?
Oh, I think I might enjoy this.
What did she say?
Go on.
So I am on the couch watching this Netflix documentary, this Wembley thing.
The final attack on Wembley.
And I had the worst migraine. Like last night, I don't usually get migraines, but man, I just had this radiating pain down my head, right? And I was already just feeling like, ugh. And she comes in to the couch area and she's like, I've got to tell you something. Uh-oh. She loves doing that, and I hate that because it gets me so anxious. I'm such an anxious person that when someone says, I've got to tell you something, like, I'd rather you just tell me. So she's like, I've got to tell you something. And then she pauses, and I'm looking at her, and she's like, and I'm like, listen, I'm not in the mood right now. I've got a bad migraine. Just tell me what it is.
So annoying.
You know, and she's got a bit annoying. She's got a smile on her face
Imagine if it was something happy. Like
she's like, you're going to get a bit angry, I think.
Oh.
You're going to get upset. And I said, okay, tell me what happened.
Yeah.
She's like, I accidentally posted a photo on my WhatsApp profile. Now, I don't ever do this. Do you ever post photos on your WhatsApp profile?
I mean, I have a profile picture. And that's it.
But do you not ever see people on
stories.
Your WhatsApp?
It's a story.
It's a story.
Yeah, no.
You ever see that? I've never posted a story on my WhatsApp.
Never.
Have you ever posted one?
No.
But I occasionally see people update their stories.
I don't know why.
And I press on. I'm like, yeah, I'm not getting into this game. I've got enough with every other social media.
Mm.
She's like, I accidentally uploaded a photo of, and it stayed up there for 24 hours. And I didn't realize until people started messaging me saying, was this meant to be on your WhatsApp profile?
What is it?
And I knew exactly which photo it was.
What was it? What was it? Now I need to know.
I go and check on the baby, Cruz, with the night vision. You know the night vision camera?
Yeah.
You know where you put a camera for a baby?
Yeah.
So it's pitch black, but you can see. It's all black and white, right? I'm in my underwear.
You got a show, is it?
I need to see it. Is Brianna
we're all fancy.
I may have it.
Do you have it?
No, but hold on. It gets worse because Cruz, my kid, was sleeping and he was so cute. He was hugging a little teddy bear. So then I go and get my daughters. I wake, they're in their bedrooms. I'm like, come and look at Cruz sleep. He's so cute. So the photo is of me in my underwear Nushi and Kiki, my daughters, in their pajamas.
Yeah,
right?
Well, that's fine.
Us looking at the kid. I look 178 kilos.
Does the angle?
The angle was the worst. I look like
night vision doesn't help.
I go to the gym. I go to the gym 6 days a week. It looks like I haven't even looked at a gym.
It
completely depressed me when I saw the photo. Like, I was like, is that how I look?
No, it's night vision. Night vision. Is that how weird.
Yeah, but my daughters look like how they looked. Like, I did a comparison. I'm like, that's how my daughters look. So I'm like, anyway, I said, who messaged you to tell you this?
Imagine. Who was it?
She's like, oh, just a few people.
Like who?
Yeah, and I said, who? She's just like, you don't know them. They're just like random people that I have in my WhatsApp. So I'm like, how many people saw me in my underwear in black and white?
Brianna, please send the photo.
You must have it.
I've got it.
Oh, you got it? Send it.
I'm not showing it to everyone.
Send it. Just send this. I'm not going to do it.
I'm not sending it.
Send it.
You look all right.
You look great.
I look like I don't even know what a gym is.
You look like you've got dad bod. Zaddy.
Yeah, it's like a dad bod. I train hard.
It's a zad bod.
No definition in my arms, chest. Where? No, you're not looking anymore.
2012. Chris is on his way back.
No, not a chance. So there we go.
You don't look that bad.
But I'm so I said to her, how did you accidentally upload this onto your Snapchat story? I don't even know how to do it.
Snapchat. What's
sorry,
up?
Sorry. WhatsApp story. How do you even do it? I don't even know how to do it.
So you go.
How do you WhatsApp a story? How do you put that on your WhatsApp stories?
You go to settings on the right. Do you?
No. See updates.
Okay.
On the bottom.
Yeah.
And then you'll see my status.
Oh my gosh.
And you can put a picture there.
Oh, my
god! Imagine
gosh.
If someone screenshotted it.
That's what I'm in my underwear at home. Come on now.
Do you want me to make you feel better? I'll take my top off and put it up.
No, don't.
No, okay.
No, leave it. But thanks, Rossi. Thank you. I appreciate it. Oh, it's Virgin Radio. I'm humiliated. What's up, buddy?
Man, can you please put that picture up on Instagram, man? I really want to see it.
I'm not putting up a picture.
You can't make such a big deal of it and not share. Come on, mate.
I am not putting a picture of me in my underwear looking at my kid. I'm not doing
it. Brianna, if you're listening, can you put it up on your Instagram?
No, she knows better. She knows better.
She might accidentally put it up. Yeah.
How do you act? Again, I don't know how. Rossi just tried to put one up on his WhatsApp. It was a two-step process, right?
Yeah.
You had to select the photo and then...
It's going to be sent to all your contacts for 24 hours.
Yeah, maybe she did it on purpose. Maybe she wanted to show all the people what she works with, you know?
See, like, now
thanks, brother. We kicked off this conversation by you saying something. I did not want to talk about health.
Sorry.
And then Pretty said this.
So I found this on X. So, guys, if you're over 40, stop going after those young girls and get yourself a woman who recognizes the signs of a stroke.
Now, we had a little bit of a chuckle, but at the same time, we said it's not a laughing matter. Now, Kareem, this resonated with you because what happened?
Yeah. Hi, Ross. Hi, Kufaid, and hi, Pretty.
Morning.
Good morning. Well, I was diagnosed with a stroke almost a year and a half ago, and it was out of a sudden, and my wife, thankfully, she's great because she's the one who noticed, and she took me to the hospital, and the stroke was almost. Didn't affect me anyway physically, but affected me only by speech. So imagine I was there talking to me, people talking to me, and for almost 2 months, I was quiet.
What do you mean you were quiet?
So you
didn't speak for 2 months?
I didn't speak for 2 months.
Like as in no words?
Exactly. Like, yes, no, that's it. I will not talk anymore, and because of, like, imagine the doctor asked me, told me, say five fruits. I didn't say any. The banana was in my head, the pear was in my head, the guava, everything was in my head, but it couldn't come out of my mouth.
Wow.
And the doctors didn't pick up that could have been a stroke.
they picked up it was a stroke, and they diagnosed it as a stroke. Ah. And it took me almost eight days in the intensive care, almost a month and a half out of work, and the insurance covered everything. Everything.
Oh, that's amazing.
Except for speech therapy. Yeah. And imagine the speech therapy here in Dubai, it costs almost the minimum 1,000 dirhams for a session.
Wow, man, that's unbelievable. So do you remember when you had the stroke? Like, do you know the moment that you had a stroke?
It was 24th of February 2023.
What were you doing?
And I woke up, and as soon as I woke up, I get on my phone, I get on the WhatsApp, and for a reason, I couldn't type anything. And I noticed why I couldn't type. And that day we were going camping, and people were coming in and going out and asking me, what's wrong with you, Karim? I said, no, I'm okay. And it took me almost 3 hours to get ready when it was something, when half an hour was enough. 3 hours it took me.
That's crazy. How old are you? How old were you last year?
41. Wow. 41.
Put Rossi and I in anxiety mode again.
Yeah. I've had to stop listening because I think it's going to happen to me.
Yeah, Rossi's taking his headphones off. He's literally not listening to this conversation. But I'll go home tonight and this will stay with me, this combo.
Yeah, but it's great. It's great awareness, you know, so thank you for calling up.
There we go, man. So, and now you're okay. You sound great.
So much.
You sound better than Rossi.
Yes, I am. I am, and keep it rocking.
We will, mate.
Well, love you, Karim.
Yeah, we're glad you're okay. Do you need any more speech therapy, or you're done?
No, I'm done almost, okay. And I'm 95% almost done.
Yeah, you sound great.
I'm great and doing well, and everything is fine.
Good on you,
that's
mate.
Amazing. Yeah,
so I only ask that because people are messaging through with speech therapy places if anyone needs them. So that's why I wanted to say that. So thank you so much. Karim, there you go. Get a wife that can identify that you're having a stroke.
There you go.
Virgin Radio.
You can check out Danny Neville. He's going to be at the Waterbomb Festival alongside DJ Snake. Tonight, tomorrow, Dubai Festival City, over 21. It is like a party with water bombs and DJs. It's going to be amazing.
PlatinumList.net has your tickets.
Danny Neville and DJ Snake going to be joining us in studio in about an hour's time. I can't wait. We're live. This is Virgin, the Chris Fade Show. Yesterday, we had a gentleman by the name of Mullah join us on the show. Now, Mullah owns a restaurant and he needed help because they were going to go bankrupt. Well, they still may. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
But this is what he put up on his TikTok.
Biryani man. And I'm shutting down my restaurant in 10 days. Me and my wife started this restaurant a year and a half ago because we wanted to share the fusion between Bangladeshi and Indian cuisine to the community of Dubai. We put in a lot of work and love into this business.
Apparently, love is not enough. We need money. We need 96,500 per month to break even.
I invite all of you who hasn't tried our dishes yet, please come by and try us out. I promise you, you'll love our Hyderabadi dum biryani, mutton pilaf, and of course, our traditional roasted chicken.
Now, that was Mullah and his wife, the owners of this local little restaurant, right?
Yeah.
He then joined us in studio yesterday and basically told us that entire story.
Yes.
The story of they need 96,000 dirhams a month to sustain a business, to pay off employees, to pay for rent, to pay for the food and all that. That makes them need approximately 3,500 dirhams a day of sales.
And they weren't, obviously.
They were doing 500 dirhams on average to 1,000 dirhams of sales a day. So we got them on the show yesterday, and I pleaded with you. I said straight out, can you go out to the restaurant, go visit them in Ras Al Khor, or order online? I told everyone to go follow them. Their video's also gone viral on social media. Now, we've got Mullah back on with us. He's the owner who we spoke to yesterday.
Yes, yeah.
Mullah, good morning. Hello.
Morning, Chris Wade.
Brother, I'm gonna ask you straight out. We were making 500 dirhams to 1,000 dirhams a day. What did we do in the last 24 hours, if you don't mind sharing it?
Not at all. The turnout was insane. We made 2,600 yesterday.
2,600 dirhams?
That's right. We were overwhelmed.
Hold on.
Not prepared.
Only 2,600?
That's correct.
Oh, I wanted more than 2,600 dirhams.
Still three times what they were making on a daily basis.
I know, and but I still, only think, I wanted more than that.
we have to be grateful for what we have, and I'm sure it's going to go up more this weekend.
Hold on. We only got to make, we got to make about 3,000 dirhams a day, right?
Yeah, we if we make 3,400, we break even.
But you made only 2,600.
Yes, and I do believe maybe today we might be able to reach that, looking at the turnout yesterday.
Okay, all right. Well, we need more. We need more.
That's right. That's right.
So yesterday you were, I believe you said that you actually ran out of food at one point, right?
Yes, we did. Twice, actually.
Oh, wow. Because you ran out of food. What are
that's
you going to do?
All right, well, that's good. So we got to, listen.
So we've cleaned you out.
I'm expecting more over the weekend. I think we're going to get more out of this, okay? I think we need to do more. So again, pretty, the details of the website so, and everywhere that we go, the Instagram page
Instagram
and all that.
Instagram page is b.raniman, R-A-N-I, man. And yes, they are available on all the apps for delivery within the Russell Core area. However, they can do deliveries outside of that area as well if you contact them directly.
All right, this is a family, they're young couple, they've put all their money and everything into it, all right, and they need our help, all right, they need our help. So can we all go and order food today from the restaurant, all right?
Yeah.
B.RaniMan. I was expecting more.
Well, you know, like, it's a great day to order your takeaway, isn't it? Friday takeaway day. Do it tonight.
Yeah, we got more much prepared today.
Nice.
That's good. They ran out of food, Chris, twice. What more do you want? That's great.
Oh, I was expecting a lot more.
If you run out of food,
hey, I'm gonna order 2,500 dirhams worth of food right now. Okay.
Oh, okay. So we're opening at 11:30.
I'm ordering 2,500 dirhams right now of food. So I put that forward.
Where's the address?
I don't want the food. I'm just gonna put it into your account and just add it in. All right.
Oh man.
So I'm starting the day in a positive way for you and for me. It makes me feel good. 2,500 dirhams. Send me your bank account details. I'll transfer it right now. I want that. This is not for people to donate cash. I don't want people donating money to them. I just want them to now go and try to match my order. Go and match my order. Go and let's. I mean, we've got to do better than 2,600 dirhams. We need 3,000 dirhams a day to sustain the business.
We do. Yeah,
and he's behind, so he needs the cash. So I'll put 2,500 dirhams right now into your restaurant, all right? Just WhatsApp me your bank details immediately. I think you're in contact with Nala.
Well, you can do it, like, if you have the mobile number as well, maybe.
I don't know, whatever. Okay. All right? And then everybody, B.RaniMan. B.RaniMan. Man. B.RaniMan.
I can't
with Rossi.
Because you're like, do you have Karimpe? Do you have this?
Yeah, it's just easier.
I know, but this is a conversation for after.
He gets fixated on how I'm going to get the money. He's always like, but every time we do this, well, no, you could just transfer it through Karimpe.
I'm an advocate of that.
He's obsessed.
They don't even pay me, but I do like it. But, like, everything we say off the radio, we say on the radio. We don't hide anything.
We don't say everything.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Go to the B.RaniMan, R-A-N-I-M-A-N. I put 2,500 in. You guys go. All I want everyone to do is go order a dish. 30, 40 dirham dish. Go get a dish from these guys, all right?
Come on.
Mullah.
Yes.
God bless you, mate.
Keep us posted.
Thank you so much.
All right. Good luck. Let us know. Can you please immediately send your bank details to Nala here, okay?
All right, cool.
Man. God bless.
Do an Insta story as well. I want to see if Chris actually sends the money.
Shut up. Ignore him. Sabrina Carpenter, Espresso. It's Virgin Radio. Good morning. Hanging out here on the Chris Fade Show. Pretty Malik, Big Rossi. What a great Friday morning it is.
Yeah, it's great, isn't it?
We're just talking to Mullah from B.Rani, which is a restaurant, a local restaurant. You may have seen the video go viral. It may have come up on your feeds. They're basically having to shut down because they're just not making enough money.
Yep.
We had Mullah in studio with us yesterday trying to get some more orders to his restaurant.
Yeah, like I was just talking to the guys. I'm fearful of the restaurant, though.
Why?
Like, as in, he's got a couple of videos going viral on social media. He was on our show.
Yeah.
He's done 2,600 dirhams in sales for the day.
Yeah.
He needs on average 3,000 dirhams on average.
I think he'll make it.
And I'm like, well,
you know, consistency, you mean? Like,
well, I just, you know, we there's a lot of promotion going on this restaurant, and they're good. Their food's great. I hear the food's fantastic, and they're amazing. So we're trying to do all we can to help, but I'm fearful that even with all this, we could only do 2,600.
But you know what?
I thought 26,000. Honestly, that's what I thought we were going to get on the radio today.
Maybe what he could do is, you thought it was 26. Maybe what we could do is relocate the restaurant, maybe. like move it somewhere.
Why are you gonna do that?
Because maybe it's the location. Location is key.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Delivery. They do deliveries across the country, across the city of Dubai. So, you know, I'm trying to work out. Jasmine, hi. You've been hearing this. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning. Nice to meet you, speak to you guys again.
Love it to talk to you.
Right. So we've spoken a couple of times, and I'm always inspired by you guys. You drive us to work in the morning, and et cetera, and on Instagram and stuff. I'd like to also offer 1,500 dirhams. I've just qualified as a teacher. I'm on my last day today, going into university, and I'd like to donate that as a goodwill gesture. Mm. But I'd also like to offer my husband's services, business consultancy services, for free. He's based in Dubai, and whatever we can do is to help. We can't help each other. What is the point?
That's so cute, Jasmine. I love that.
Does your husband know that you're doing this?
No, he's in bed fast asleep after doing the school run, but I'll call him and let him know, and he will be absolutely just 100% for this as well.
Well, that's very sweet of you. I appreciate it. Regarding the money donation, I can't help on that right now.
No, what you can do is you can send it like...
Just stop, Rossi. But we'll definitely put you in contact with Mullah and his wife, and then maybe you guys can discuss it further. But really, really appreciate you hitting that cash through. Thank you, Jasmine, as well.
Thank you for your donation, Chris.
Nah,
you're an amazing guy. And you do so much for this country. All of you do. We all do.
Thanks.
And that's what makes this country so great. We're all travellers through this country, but we're helping each other, and that's why the UAE is so amazing. So thank you, guys.
Well said, Jasmine.
If you missed
they're
it, by
beautiful.
The,
they're beautiful calls.
If you missed it, Chris also said that he will transfer the 2,500 dirhams to Mullah as well.
Have you done it yet? I'm just intrigued.
No, I'm waiting for the bank account details from Nala. Did we get the bank account details, Nala?
Yes, I just put them through.
You WhatsApped him?
Yes.
Okay, thanks. I've got to make him a beneficiary into the Emirates MBD. That's
well, you can always send it via mobile.
Oh, my gosh. Just stop.
It's so easy. Me pay.
Hi, Susan. Good morning.
Good morning, Chris.
How are you?
Really, I'm good. You made me better today, and you make everyone better each day. And what you have done just now is something that is really very emotional, because you touched somebody's heart. You listened to the pain that they went through, and you brought hope when there was no hope. You know, this is what people need, and you're doing such a great job, and you bring out the love that you have to help people, and all of you, Preeti Malik as well as Big Rossi, you'll bring such comfort, such, you know, energy to people, you know, and what
you've done for Birani, man.
I'm sure you are an angel in disguise to him. May God bless all of you and continue to do this. I really love what you do. It's very, very touching, and you really touch my heart every time you'll do such things. It really brings such comfort.
Thank you, Susan. Thank you.
He still hasn't sent the money yet, though, just to let you know.
I know it,
Rossi. I'm sure he will do it. He's a man of his word. And I'm sure you are also a person like that, but you just keep
Rossi won't do anything. No, he's tight. He ain't doing it. He's asked me for money. Rossi said, whilst you're sending it, can you put my name on it? Yeah.
I'll sign it.
Susan, we love you. Thank you. And I love that emotion. I think showing your emotion is a beautiful thing as well. So thank you
love
so much.
You, Sue.
We're all here for one another, right? We're all here for one another.
Especially in times like this.
Exactly.
It's really the human nature, you know, really comes out from the real person when people are in need.
That's right. All right. Aww. Give her a round of applause.
Yeah,
thanks,
Sue. Have a great weekend, right. Sue.
8:37. I'll transfer the 2.5K to this guy, all right, in the restaurant. And I'll make sure Rossi sees it.
Yeah. So he doesn't have to.
Obviously, to verify.
It's going to be signed by all of us, which is nice of you.
It's got nothing to do with you. No. Pretty
I'll order now.
The Chris Fade Show.
Let's talk about cricket. Obviously, we know the leading countries that play cricket. The Indians, the Pakistans, the Australians, the Sri Lankans, the... there's
South Africa.
South Africans, England somewhat.
New Zealand?
Bangladesh.
New Zealand are pretty good.
But like America?
No.
America, and they've gone out and beaten one of the best cricketing countries in the world, Pakistan.
So the T20 World Cup is currently taking place across the United States, and I believe it's happening in the West Indies as well. Those are the two host nations. And
It's very interesting. It's the first time they're hosting it in the States. I guess they're trying to popularize
it's great
the sport more.
Yeah,
it's
great
amazing.
For the sport, yeah.
But, you know, the United States won their first match, I think, and then they were going up against Pakistan. Everyone was like, this is going to be a boring match because Pakistan is just going to... It's just going to win them, right?
Going to beat them, that's right. And then out of nowhere, United States of America beats Pakistan in the cricket. Now,
it's a super over that it happened.
Pakistan had a good team. They didn't send a nobody team, right?
Well, it's the T20 World Cup, so it's a massive tournament.
Now,
so all the big players.
Asad, you turned on our show because you didn't want to hear us talk about cricket, and here we are talking about the cricket.
Yeah, I was hoping to forget the game, and now Chris keeps bringing it up again and again, and the wound is still fresh. So.
Like, what happened? How did this happen? Now, did Pakistan send a good team?
We always have a decent team, but it's also very unpredictable. I was looking up to the game with my mates, and we were like, this one's going to be an easy one. But my friends kept saying, let's not be too sure. After all, we never really have a good start to any tournament, so... I still have my hopes up that we're going to win the World Cup, but still a painful game to forget tomorrow.
I mean, America, dude.
I know. Now you're facing India on Sunday, right?
Mm.
Yeah, that's the big one.
Yeah, India, Pakistan on Sunday.
But what I'm trying to work out here, like, and I'm this is not a funny thing. Like, I'm not trying to make fun of the situation. America as a cricketing country are down the bottom. Like, they're considered.
But they've also built a really good team. They just recently beat Bangladesh as well, and they're looking pretty strong. They were fielding like a really good team yesterday.
Could you imagine if America goes and wins the Cricket World Cup? I mean, I think it's great for the sport.
Yeah,
yeah.
Of course, yeah,
because a lot more eyes are then on cricket. I mean, it's cricket. You know, obviously, when I talk to my American family about cricket, they've got zero understanding.
Yeah, I mean, it depends. Like, if you're of an origin that is rooted in cricket, then it's like, okay, then you know the sport. Because like where I grew up, right, we have like a park not too far.
Yeah.
And there would always be cricket matches on the weekends and football matches on the weekends.
Okay.
Because we have a large population that is, you know, from Latin America, South America playing the football. And then we have a large population from South Asia who's playing cricket. So,
oh, wow. It's something you wouldn't expect to see in America, really.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So it depends like what your ethnic background is from.
It is. Alam, you want to talk about the cricket?
Yeah, hi, Chris. How are you?
Where are you from?
I'm from Pakistan, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, man.
I mean, it was expected, to be very honest, that such an upset was expected. And I will give you a very small example. Chris, as a captain of the team who are there, who have a front of house team and who has a back of house team. And if Chris start hiring the team based on his friendship, then that what will happen.
Wait, are you saying it was fixed?
It's controversial.
Oh, well, that's to be very honest, based on my cricketing experience, and 9 out of 10 Pakistanis will tell you right now that the current team, there are 4 to 5 are not actually supposed to be there.
So you're saying that the guys within the Pakistan cricket team are just choosing friends over quality players, is that right?
That's very true, that the management and specifically the captain and the manager of the coach, they are right now having most of the people based on not the actual team should be. There are players which are supposed to be in team right now. This is the team which was the finalist in the last 2020 World Cup. I mean, every team will want to see an upset. I want to see an upset. I want an associate country to win. But, I mean, winning in such a way that they were clueless yesterday in the match, and it was very obvious. I mean, the match should not even reach to power play, and it is all because of the wrong selection of the team.
All right, there we go. That's not our words. That is Alam from Pakistan talking about his beloved Pakistani cricket team. Good luck. You've still got a chance in the World Cup. And
they have a two-indict match with India. If they lost, they're out of the World Cup.
So if India beat them over the weekend, they're out.
They still will have 2 more match, but there is no way they can reach the second round.
All right, there it is. Good luck. Cricket World Cup officially on. Go Australia. Virgin update. I got to say it. Aussie, Aussie, Aussie. I have to say it.
So I thought I would surprise my dad with tickets because it's happening in New York, right?
Oh my gosh, yeah. That's so cool.
India versus Pakistan on Sunday.
Oh, is that in New York?
Yeah, it's in New York. So it's in Long Island, not far from where I went to college. Mm. And I was like, oh, let me just surprise my dad. It's Father's Day next weekend. I'll get him tickets to go, right? Don't know how much the tickets are just for the India-Pakistan match in New York.
How much?
$2,500 for one ticket.
What?
One ticket.
Crazy.
Why?
Because that's it's India-Pakistan. It's the biggest match.
Huge South Asian audience in New York. That's going to be great.
It's like massive.
Well, good luck to India and Pakistan over the weekend. Virgin Radio. The stars. It's where the stars live. This is the Chris Fade Show. Guys, I am so happy because we got family in the studio. Of course, Danny Neville is in the studio.
What's going on?
Danny.
There's rumors that I don't wake up before 12 o'clock.
Well, those rumors are true, though.
Yeah. No, absolutely not. Look at your watches, everybody.
I mean, yeah, it's 9:30 on a Friday. Danny Neville in the studio. And the man, DJ Snake! Yeah. Oh, man, I'm so glad you're here. I'm glad both of you are here. DJ Snake, welcome to Virgin Radio, man.
Thank you. I'm back to Dubai.
Yeah.
What's good?
You spend a lot of time in Dubai, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's sort of like...
Just because of Danny.
also rumors.
So let's get to business first. Today and tomorrow is the Watermelon Festival.
Yes.
Where you guys are headlining. DJ Snake, you will be there. Danny Neville, we've got a bunch of other DJs hanging out there as well. But this is... Have you done one of these before? Never.
That's the first time for me.
This sounds crazy.
Yeah, that's interesting.
So when they came to you and they said, hey, there's going to be like water fights and balloons and whatever else that's going on. I mean, for you guys, I thought from a technical point of view, what happens if it gets wet? Like, are you guys protected?
I don't think we're going to be a part of this thing. We're just going to be dying on stage with all the pyro and everything. And it's hot in Dubai right now.
I geeked out and I actually looked at the other festivals and I realized the DJ booth is actually protected.
It is. Well, yeah. That's what I thought, like, because from the crowd, I'd want to hit the DJs. Like, I want them to be part of it with me. You know what I mean? So this is amazing. There are tickets available, by the way. Platinum list, you can go to it. But it's tonight, tomorrow, Dubai Festival City, which we'll be able to see it. Danny, I mean, obviously, Danny's like family. I hang out with Danny. He's like a brother. Unfortunately, I'm a better paddle player than him, DJ Snakey.
I don't think so.
Yeah. Oh.
I don't think so. Today's,
got your back.
Today's show is sponsored by Rumors Only.
Started by Chris Fade.
Have you got into the paddle game being in Dubai and knowing Danny because he plays?
Yeah, because last time I was in Dubai, like, he tried to make me play and I'm just bad. But you know, he's very patient with me.
Do you realize Danny play? I feel like Danny just, that's all he does. He just plays paddle.
I mean, yeah, this is
poor guy.
All day, every day.
You know, honestly, he'll play at 7:30 and then he'll finish at 9. He'll be like, I've got another game at 10.
But he also DJs.
Yeah. In between paddle music. Games, I try.
Again, it's so good to have DJ Snake here. We're about to play your latest single, and I want to get into most of the records and the album and the music that you've produced. Your career has been obviously fantastic, and it continues just to keep growing.
Thank you.
Peso Pluma.
Yes.
My wife is Mexican.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and from LA, and I'm Lebanese. So I learned about Peso Pluma about a year ago because I found out that he was half Lebanese, from what I understood, and half Mexican. I thought, if I ever have a boy, a kid, it's going to be this.
Yeah, of course.
And then I had a son 6 months ago.
His name is Hassan.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Peso's name is Hassan. So when I heard that on set for the music video,
yeah,
I was like, wait a minute. What's your name again?
Yeah.
Hassan. I'm like, doesn't sound Mexican at all.
Yeah, that's right.
You have to be like one of those Lebanese that's like,
that's right.
Yeah, on the other side of the world.
So we played it. I remember Danny sending it to me the first time. Thank you, Danny, for doing that. And thank you, DJ Snake, for allowing us to play it early. Because we had the world premiere here on Virgin Radio.
Yeah.
Man, I mean, it's got this. I don't know if you realize DJ Snake has a sound. It has your sound. It instantly has a hit vibe to it. How did you come across Peso Pluma as well? Because he also now is popping globally, right?
Oh, yeah. He's like one of the biggest artists in the Latin world right now. And you want like the real version or you want the sexy version?
Nah, no, give me the real. I want the real DJ Snake.
The real version I was I just landed in Las Vegas.
Okay.
And I needed some socks.
I don't even know the story.
Okay.
Great.
Nobody knows.
Okay, you needed socks.
So I went to the mall to get some socks. And I heard like that Mexican song. And I was like, I don't know nothing about Mexican music, you know?
Sure.
And I Shazammed the record. And I was like, that's interesting. His voice is crazy. So I Shazammed the record. And I saw Peso Pluma. And I had no idea, you know? So I asked my team, like, do we know somebody, you know,
yeah,
that's maybe can get in touch with him? And at the next day, I had I had his phone number, and I was like, yo, this is DJ Snake. I would love to work with you. I love your voice, your vibe, your energy, and I want to try something with you. And he was like, yeah, sure, sure. But I was like, I don't know nothing about Mexican corridos music, you know, like this is not what I do, but I love your voice, so let's try something. And he was really open to it and very humble, and we tried like a couple of things, and Take Care was one of them.
Wow, that what a great, starting from socks, shopping for socks, to being on an album. But how good is obviously social media as well, because you're able to just to connect with artists. Like,
I mean, that's the best thing. You know, that's the best thing, that you can go straight to the artist, because sometimes the artist never heard about you trying to work with them, you know, like...
The middlemen are getting in the way?
Yeah, I mean, like they're trying to block or...
Yeah.
You know, it's always some like politics going on. But now with like Instagram and everything, like it's easy for us.
What's the coolest collab that's come out of your DMs, you would say?
I think it's Cardi B.
That came out of DMs?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah,
what?
Yeah.
That's so cool.
She came to you, came to her?
No, she came to me. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So when you went, I mean, for you, it's not uncommon now to having like someone like Cardi B just slide into the DMs, and you'll be like, hey, yeah, sure, let's do it. So then
she was like, yo, I love your music. Like, I would love to jump on one of your songs. And, you know, and then it took a year, you know, to find the right song,
of course,
for her to be on. But yeah, sometimes it happens.
That's so cool. All right. Peso Pluma, DJ Snake. DJ Snake in the Virgin Radio studios right now. You can see DJ Snake perform tonight with Danny Neville.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow. It's on tonight. It starts the Waterbomb Festival. The boys are on tomorrow, though, at the Waterbomb Festival.
Tonight we're going to have the best shawarma.
Yeah, that's right. That's what you're doing tonight.
Exactly.
Lots of tum, lots of garlic. Talk to me about Tekka. Tell me how this song came about. I'm about to press play on it. Tell me more about it.
It's just the single, like, it's just the song of the summer, you know, to be honest. I don't need to talk about it. Like, just press play and everybody's going to dance.
Let's go. Let's DJ Snake, Peso Pluma, this is Tekka. You are live on Virgin Radio. Morning! Teca, va a romper la discoteca, teca. Va a venir toda la poli pa' sacarnos, estamos los de infumeteo, gin and tonic. Va a romper la discoteca, teca, va a romper la discoteca, teca, va a romper la discoteca. Loco bailando el dembow. No es de la calle, but baby, you know. Siempre estoy high y ella está low. Vamos pa' encima cambiando de clima. Tu ojito aquí, tus ojos en China. Yo sé que tú no tienes disciplina. Si vamos a hacer algo, traje. Como me mira, super picante como de Argentina. Cara de modelo, cuerpo de asesina. Divina, tiene 10 cargos encima. Va a romper la discoteca, teca. Va a romper la discoteca, teca. Va a venir toda la. Teca, pa' romper la discoteca, teca, pa' romper la discoteca, la, pa' romper la discoteca, la, pa' romper la discoteca, la, DJ Snake, va a romper la discoteca, It's a Friday morning! In studio right now with DJ Snake. This is Virgin Radio, the Chris Fade Show. Peso Pluma on it. It's called Tekka, your anthem of the summer.
100%.
It's like a DJ's dream, that song.
You played at Coachella a few months ago. You play it for the first time there? Did Peso come up on stage, I remember?
Yeah, it did. Yeah. And the crazy thing is, like, you know, it's always very weird the first time you play a song live, you know?
Okay.
And we premiered the song at Coachella, and the reaction was crazy. And Peso looked at me and was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Like, I was not expecting this. This is going to be massive.
But it's true. Like it has that. And I said, Pretty Rossi and I said the first time that we played it, mm-hmm. Danny sent it, and it had that. It just had it. There was
we
something
fell in
there.
Love. Yeah. It was just like you can't not like this song.
Yeah, we told Dean and James that it was like add this. We got to add this to the playlist, and it was added like within the day. You know.
No, thank you guys. Like thanks for the support. But I think we needed that energy right now, and that's what we want for the summer.
It's cool. DJ Snake in studio alongside Danny Neville. These guys are friends. How did you guys meet? By the way, how did this happen? How did this friendship become about?
Because I think the first time we connected was. The TV show we shot. You were on the show too. The one in
At
the Fountain, right, with Quincy Jones.
That's right.
Right. I think that's the first time we connected. Will came over. I was on turntables, and he just dapped me up for using turntables. And then after that, it was just like every time he'd come to Dubai. Actually, the second time we actually connected was through Virgin. He was in a cab. And
that was a long time ago.
He posted a story about a friend of ours, Ape Drums, a producer.
Okay.
And my tag came out on the radio. I was on the radio and like my phone just got flooded. They're like, yo, Snake's listening to you on the radio. And I checked his stories and he was in a cab and he tagged Ape Drums.
I remember that. Yes. I remember seeing that story and we're like, oh, Snake's in the city.
Yeah.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah, yeah.
But I love that.
10 years ago, easy. And I was like, damn, they're playing some dope, dope music in Dubai.
That's Danny Neville. Yeah. That's what he does.
And then I just hit him up. I was like, yo, thanks for the support. And he hit me with the classic prayer emoji.
Well, that's so cool, man. I love that there's a friendship there, and it's important for us to. We always talk about, and Danny, you advocate this. The city of Dubai, the UAE itself. We have a really good music scene here,
right? Of course. It is, and I think also geographically where we are, me and Will always speak about this. It's very rich culturally, geographically, because of like people from all around the world use this country as like a stop, and a lot of people end up staying here. So
100%,
we get very educated and very.
And it's moving right now. The region is moving. Like it's exciting. And,
it's inspiring, definitely.
You know, Danny is always sending me like music from like the Arabic world, like new artists, singers, producers. Like we have like Saudi like moving a lot with like Little Beast.
Yeah.
We had the World Cup in Qatar like a couple of years ago. Dubai is popping.
Egypt, like, musically, Egypt is
Iraq,
just,
like,
on fire.
There is so much good stuff going on, and I'm so proud that it's moving. And the young kids are like embracing the culture. You know, they're not trying to sound like American or Canadian or European.
100%, yeah.
Like they do their own stuff, and that's beautiful. And I think, like, that's gonna be like the best.
What you said, I think that's so good. But like having the likes of you as well, DJ Snake, you have a huge following as well. Being out, like, you know, you base some of your life out of Dubai. I think is important for us, and you know, I think it's a good thing. Yeah, Ross.
Can we talk about Paris? Because I'm sort of fascinated with the days gone by of Paris DJs. Like growing up, you know, like Laurent Garnier, David Guetta.
Daft Punk,
obviously. How was it growing up in the city during
that
era?
You said that he was working at a... Were you working in a record store where Daft Punk came through?
Yeah. I was really young. You know, that was my first job ever. And, you know, I was not really good at school. So I quit school, like, very, very, very young. And I started working in a record shop in Paris. One of the most, like, iconic, you know, record store. And those DJs were coming. And I was like, oh, my God, that's really them. Like, that's Daft Punk. And like Bob Sinclair, Guetta, Cut Killer, like all the big legends, you know. And
Rex Club.
Yeah, I was just like a kid. I mean, I was a kid, but I was that was Christmas for me. I was like every day. I was like, wow. And you know, I've learned a lot. You know, I was listening to those like legends, and I was listening. I was talking to them, and I was so passionate about it. And this is how like everything started for me.
But you completely reinvented like a new sound, I found.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I did my thing because, you know, I also grew up, you know, very, like, in hip-hop a lot. But I was also influenced by the other side, like, electronic dance music. So I was trying to, like, to mix, like, those two worlds together.
And is it true that your name is DJ Snake because you were doing graffiti back in the day and people, you were very good at avoiding the police?
Yes, back in the days. And then my mom beat me up. And
She threw a shahata on him.
And I was like, okay, halas, I'm going to get some turntables.
Well, I've got a plain white wall in the back garden.
All right, thanks, Russ. All right.
Okay,
so we're gonna play this game right now, and it's it's sort of lining up some of your bigger songs, right? You've had a lot of hits over the years. And that's one thing that you got to realize. For some reason, I felt like you've been around, obviously, 3 or 4 or 5 years, but it's a lot longer. Your career is, but I feel like it's only just begun, to tell you the truth. The longevity of where you're going to go is pretty remarkable. So what we're going to do right now, it's an order game, right, Brittany?
Yeah, it's called Blind Rankings. So we've randomly selected 5 of your songs.
Okay.
You're going to hear them, and you have to rank them from favorite number 1 to number 5.
That's bad.
Yeah. So you got to figure it out.
You're okay to do it?
This doesn't mean you don't like the song. Yeah. It just means you're ranking your favorite.
Yeah. It's like asking a mom, like,
yes, rank,
like,
who's your favorite
exactly,
child?
Yeah. Yeah. Now, remember, you don't know what song is coming up next, though, that we're going to play. So you have to rank it from just hearing it.
Okay.
All right.
So I'm going to label them 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 myself. Yeah. And then we're going to start to
it's
place
only
them.
Five, right?
There's only,
yeah,
five.
Only 5.
So the first song that you hear, you may say, you know what, I love it, but I'm going to put that in at number 4.
Okay.
All right, so let's go. So the first song is this. Obviously, Cardi B, Selena Gomez.
That's one of my biggest.
So on a scale of 1 to 5, now we don't know what else is coming, DJ Snake. Where are you going to put that?
Let's say 4.
Four. So that, okay. So out of 1, 2, 3, 4.
I got some bangers though. Like,
okay, so we'll
I'm
put
good.
That. Okay, so
was this a song that came from the DMs with Cardi
B? Yes.
Okay,
yes.
That's awesome.
So from Cardi B inboxing you on Instagram.
Yes.
A year later, this song comes out.
Yes.
And Selena Gomez jumped on last minute, or is that
super last minute?
Okay.
Like 3 days before the release.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So Tucky Tucky, we put in at number 4.
Turn down for what?
Woo! DJ Snake, Lil Jon.
I think that one is number 1.
Ooh!
I kind of think as yeah.
Because I think that record, I think that song is forever.
Yeah.
Like any halftime, like NBA, like, you know, every stadiums in the world, like, they always play that. And also that's the record that changed my life, like 10 years ago.
This was it.
Like, that changed everything for me.
How did you and Lil Jon come about? Like, how did that connection happen?
That's crazy because, you know, I was in a random session back in the days. And I was like, I couldn't speak English at that time. And I was like, Lil Jon, you have email address? So he gave me, like, he's the nicest guy. He gave me his email address.
Yeah.
And, like, maybe, like, 4 or 5 years later, he's still, like, he was still using the same one. And I sent him the idea.
It's just hotmail.com. Yeah. Lil Jon.
Johnny Boy.
Or Yahoo. Or something like this.
Yeah.
And he replied to me like a month later, and he jumped on the record. Whoa. And that changed my life. So shout out to Lil Jon.
Okay, and we put in at number 1. I you know, from the outside, I agree.
Yeah.
But here we go. Let's keep going. We're ranking. It's a random rank. Here we go. We just played it. Tekka, your latest single with Pesa Pluma. Out of 1 to 5.
Oh, that's easy. That's 5.
5. Okay.
Just because it just came out.
Sure.
And,
new.
Yeah, it's new. You know.
I get it. All right. What about this one right here? Major Lazer, DJ Snake, Lean On.
That could have been a number 1 too.
Yeah.
Let's say number 2.
Okay.
2, Lean On.
It's hard.
This video, can I just say, as the brown girl,
yes,
you don't understand what mayhem this caused. Because it was so cool.
What happened? Tell me.
So in the video, was it shot in India?
Yes.
Yeah, so, and a lot of the dancers and everything, it was from India. And to see that representation on such a massive song, and everyone was doing the dance, that was just such a cool moment.
But you know, to be honest, like when we dropped that song, I didn't know it was going to be massive. Like,
oh, really?
I thought it was a good song. But you know, Mo is amazing, but she was not like a superstar at that time. And that was really humble. Like the way we dropped it, I was like, you know, like, yeah, it's good. Like, let's drop it like next week.
Yeah.
I was not expecting this at all.
It's huge from a radio station point of view. It was like top 3 hits of that year.
I know.
I think also because it came at a time where we needed new sounds.
Yeah.
The year it dropped, everything was becoming so monotonous. And so and when this song dropped, it was just like new.
This
fresh.
Is true. And after that song, everything and everyone wanted to sound like this.
Yes, yeah.
And that was really annoying. but the music video was great. And that's what we're doing. You know, going to like the places where like no one else goes, like, yeah, in the Western, like, yes, industry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
People, like, don't think about, like, going to India or, like, to other places, and that's what I do, and I love that.
Can we see, like, a Hindi song coming maybe soon, or have you done any Hindi songs?
Yeah, I've tried, like, so many things, because I'm working on my album right now. I'm almost done, and I have some surprise for you, but let's see.
Okay. Well, that leaves only one position left, and it's for this song right here. Oh. Which sits at number three then?
I mean, I have no choice, but this could have been a number one as well.
Yeah, this. So, I mean, for you as well, I mean, and for Justin, yeah, this was a sound that was really the sound of the summer. It was the sound of the year, actually. Yeah. How did this song come about with you and Justin Bieber?
That's funny, because we had like a lot of like, how can I say that? Not tension, not with me, but around that that period, like Major Lazer wanted to drop a song with Justin Bieber called Cold Water.
Yep.
And I had Let Me Love You at the same time, and I think like the schedule was like a little bit funny, and I dropped Let Me Love You 1 week after Major Lazer and Justin Bieber Cold Water. And Major Lazer was like,
they weren't happy.
Oh no, they were mad. And Let Me Love You just crushed their song.
Yeah.
And I was really happy.
Good. Hey, that's competition. If you can't handle the game, don't be in it.
But Justin was like, Justin was between, you know, the two songs, and he didn't know what to say, what to do.
Poor Justin.
Yeah, that was really weird. But, you know,
it's good. Yeah, you won it. All right. You won it. This is it.
We love competition, right?
That of course. Is.
Listen, by far, this record is one of, like, for me, this would have been probably number one. A timeless record.
Yeah.
And the reason why I say that is because the two records, Turn Down for What and Let Me Love You, I think they define the test of time, where they went through a phase where it's like, okay, stop playing it, but then we're like, we can't. Like, you cannot play a set, a festival set, a club set, without some sort of remix or some sort of version of these two records. Timeless.
Which is insane. So cool.
Classic.
Did any other songs come about with Bieber? Did you do any more in the studio, or was it just that one?
No, we have like some new stuff, but I don't want to talk about it. It's too early. I just woke up and I'm going to say some stupid stuff.
If I just keep asking him questions, we'll get something out of DJ Snake.
We only have 48 songs with Justin. That's it only.
Can I ask one thing? When do we have a rough time of the album dropping? Is it this year?
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll get a new album from DJ Snake.
Like, I wanted to drop it in the summer, but I'm late. Okay. So I'm trying to rush it.
Okay. No.
It's because you're playing so much paddle with Danny. That's what's happening.
I wish. Yeah. But no.
All right. Well,
probably like September.
You're a true star. Thank you so much for coming to the Virgin Radio Studios. You can see DJ Snake perform tomorrow night with Danny Neville. This is great. Danny's our family. He's the best DJ in the region as well. Except when DJ Snake's here. Just
100%. I'll take that.
He is the best DJ in Dubai for sure.
Isn't he? Yeah, he's amazing. 100%. I know.
And he's just too humble sometimes.
Yeah, I know. Well, not to me. Oh, him and I, we talk.
Really?
You talk.
Yeah. DJ Danny Neville, go see him tonight. Tomorrow night. DJ Snake tomorrow night. This is the Waterbomb Festival. It is happening at Dubai Festival City. It's going to be fantastic. There's going to be, from what I understand, waterbomb fights. Like, we're actually
going to be fun. We're excited.
It's going to be. I think it's going to be fun as well. Yeah, it's going to be great.
Can I say something?
Yeah, man.
I want to work with Nancy Ajram.
Okay, let's go.
So please,
I'll go to manager's details.
Nancy, no, like, we talk on DMs. Like,
oh, let's go.
Yeah, Nancy, reply to me.
Oh.
She left you on red.
Stop playing. No. She's probably busy. But if you're in Dubai, let's link up. Shawarma. We're gonna make a great song together. Yalla, let's go.
Let's go, Nancy Ajram. DJ Snake. It happened right here. Virgin Radio, the Chris Fade Show. Danny Neville, DJ Snake. Love you both. Thank you so much for coming,
guys. Thank you.
Give him a big round of applause.
Appreciate it.
Love it. The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m.
Virgin Radio.